them. He didn't say, you know, they are CNS people, you know, they are, you know, if they had had 7 days fasting, if there was candle here, they would have done it. If there was oil, he didn't say that. Because he invested in them. There's an investment on your life that Jesus is waiting for a return. And the investment happened in Matthew chapter 10. The Bible says, he gave them power. That they came back with a report. And they said, we, even demons heard us and left. One of the things I want you to do, as I'm taking this teaching now, before a challenge come to you, go and meet a challenge. Did you hear me now? Start exercising your faith by going to a challenge. Many of us have avoided anything that will make us come in confrontation with problem. That will make us put our faith to work. We have avoided everything. Until it gets to a point you can't avoid, they hold you to a corner. And because you have not been putting your faith to exercise, you look for an alternative. You see, glory to God. It's the same faith. The same faith that was in Babalola is the same faith that is in you. The same faith in Orimolade is the same faith in you. The same faith in Catherine Kuma, John G. Lake, Amphi McPherson, Smith Wigglesworth. All the people we talk about today, and I'm going to show you from the scripture. Early this morning, you see, our preparation for Sunday starts. As soon as I leave this place, as the Holy Spirit speaks to me, I start writing. But I was so engrossed this week, I couldn't do anything. So, Saturday night is always my night, you know, to do finishing touch on whatever I'm going to teach. I could not wake up. Even when I woke up, I sat in my prayer position, I slept off. While I was sleeping, the Holy Ghost came and was telling me the scripture to use. So, He's mindful of you. He wasn't telling me because it was me that was going to preach. He was telling me because you have people here to listen. And because He said to do a thing, He will use everything to bring His word to you. And I told my wife this morning, I said, can you imagine? I was so tired, and the Holy Ghost acknowledged I was tired. And He came and was telling me, He said, since you didn't wake up to do the little touch, let me give you this. Let me give you this. And what He said to do with our life, He will do it. Who will talk about you? Who will talk? What? A man called Robert Leandon. I mean, if you have ever heard that name. If you have read God's General, you will know Robert. The call of Robert is to write the accounts of the generals of faith. That is his call. What they have done with faith. If you have ever heard the book God's General before, it was a call God gave to a man to follow men who by faith conquer territories. Who by faith stop the mouth of lions. So, his life, all that Robert does is he goes after men who have done something with faith. Who will come after your life to ask questions? Lord, help me. Now, let me tell you something. When I preach like this, I pray for myself. Because when I try to bring to remembrance everything God have said through prophets as I was growing up, through His servants, the things He showed me myself. Do you know how many dead people I have risen in my dream? Yeah. How many blind people are lame? And I have not been able to transport the reality yet. That's why I pray for myself. Because there's an expectation on my life
That was why they were shown to me early before I started the journey. On your life, there is an expectation. And the transporter, the driver, is faith. Glory to God. And the Bible says they ask an important question. Now let me get, for those who were not here last week, let's quickly look at the scripture. And when they were come to the multitude, there came unto him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, verse 15, please. Media, you have to be very fast with this here. We have a lot to touch. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. Oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. There are many people like this around us. Some of them are family members. They are faced with infirmities. Some of them are our parents. They are helpless because we that profess faith couldn't help. Sometimes, do you know what the devil is trying to do to this guy? Why water? Why fire? Sometimes he does not fall on the bed, he falls inside fire. Every chance you leave, every opportunity you leave, not exercising your faith, is an opportunity for the devil to kill someone. It's an opportunity for the devil to take out a life. Hiya. Many years ago, I was studying at night. And all of a sudden, I saw a picture. I saw a man. I saw his picture. And what I heard, and he was buried. There's a way the sound of the spirit comes. It doesn't come like the way we speak in normal human language. Because in the spirit, the past is already a present. The future is in the presence. And so I heard, and he was buried. And he was my neighbor. And so I closed my book and I began to speak in tongues. And my classmates asked me, they said, what happened? I said, wait, God just showed me something. He said, why you were reading? I said, yes. Why? Do you know why God showed me? In me is the capacity of faith to restore that life. Listen, that man will die even though there is the capacity in me, the faith capacity to make him not to die. And so he said, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. I look for an intercessor. That I may withhold from them the evil coming, but I didn't find one. Not that there are not men, but there are no men to exercise, to put to work the faith in them. And I began to speak, Lihesuka Shakata, he will not die. No, he was buried, but he's now alive. I began to speak. I came back home the following day, and when I asked, they said he just had an accident a day before. And that he is in the hospital. And among all the people that were in the vehicle, he was the only one that was taken to the hospital. And where he was lying in the hospital, I said, okay, let me go there. I didn't tell the family anything. I said, I just want to go and pray for him. Not knowing that his wife is the one that want to use him for spiritual contribution. Fevidajo. Yeah. But there was a neighbor who has faith. So God look at the neighborhood. If there's a witch here, there should be someone too that can counter a witch. So in that neighborhood, God found me. But listen to me. That man would have died if my faith was not put to work. So I said, let me go and pray for him. So I pray for him. I pray for him in the hospital. I said, don't worry, God has spoken to me. You're not going to die. I started encouraging him. He was lying there. The following day, every night I will wake up. Every night. Now imagine, God didn't show me the face of his wife. I would not have been so focused. God didn't show me the enemy. God showed me what the solution, what he wants me to do. I didn't see. It was after the battle was over. So, you know, at times the enemy doesn't matter. The enemy is irrelevant where faith is at work. The enemy is irrelevant. And so, his son now came to me the following day, that his father told him that after I prayed for him, he saw a cow came, not in a dream. His eyes was open. He was the only one seeing it in the hospital ward. He said a cow came into the hospital wanting to attack him. He said, but he didn't know why, that he was lying helplessly on the bed. He didn't know why the cow could not. He said the cow came close, was staring at him and went away. Stop saying alago. At times I will alago. Get interpretation and put your faith to work. Glory to God. So we say potentials are existing possibilities not yet in actuality. Potentials. We are teaching on the potentials of faith. And we say potentials are possibility existing already, but not in our individual realities. Is healing a possibility? Yes. But for some of us, it's not a reality. Did you hear me? Is miracle a possibility? Yes. Do miracles still happen? Yes. But for certain people, it is not yet a reality for them. You know, when you say, I experienced a miracle, some people in the congregation are wondering, this man, maybe he's making it up, because it is not yet in their own reality. It takes somebody that is having your kind of reality to testify that yes, I've been there before. Yes. When somebody tells you, I have been healed of cancer, it will take God for you to believe, when you have about 5 people who have died of cancer around you, to take God for you to believe. So potentials are existing possibility, but not in reality. So when you look at a boy, you say, this boy has a potential to be a singer. He's not singing yet. It's not in his reality, but traces have shown, and he may never be a singer if he did not realize in him is a potential. That's why in the US, if you tell a boy or you tell a student that you are a loser, you can be jailed, because they will tell you you are killing a potential in that. He's not yet a professor, he's just yet an engineer, but there's something in him that your words are killing. You have a potential, and it's called faith potential. They that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do. Talk to me, they shall do. Talk to me, they shall do. Faith. The life of faith is the greatest life there is to live. Anything below a faith life, you are subjected under the activities or circumstances. It is what circumstance brings to you that you take. But men of faith choose what comes and what they don't want. But anything below a faith life, anything below a faith life puts you under the control of circumstances. Say, you see, what can we do? It is God that gave, is God that took. You know, there are scriptures we use today to excuse our inability to exercise our faith. There are scriptures we use to just say, you know, oh, it's God that understands. I was reading many years ago, I was reading Joseph Prince's book, Uncommon Favor. And he said, as a growing Christian,
when something happens to a believer, say one time, one of their fellowship brother died of an accident. He said, and a pastor came and told them that it was God that took him away. He now asked himself that, God, is this how one day you will take me to? That, you know, there's a way they paint God to you. And he began to ask himself, say, if this is how God take people, is this how God will take me one day? And so for so long, he said the fear of God taking people anyhow was on his heart, because he didn't know, maybe he will drown the way God will take him. They say, it is the will of God. Eh? I'm going to show you the will of God. For I know the thoughts. Hiya! Psalm 139. He said, for your thoughts are precious towards me. They are far more than thousands of sand. They are far precious. No evil is from God. No evil is from God. No evil is from God. For all good and perfect gifts. For in him there is no darkness. It is the Old Testament people who don't know him. They didn't know the devil. They didn't know God. And so when something happened, they say, God did it. But as we came to the light of Christ, whatever is not in Christ is not in him. He said, whatever you see me do is what the Father is doing. So if Jesus did wickedness, we agree with the Old Testament prophet that God was evil. There was no wickedness in him. So if you see wickedness anywhere, don't interpret it as the will of God. Fight it! Say no. This can't be God. It is not God. This is not the will of God. This sickness in my mother, this sickness in my father, it is not how God takes saints away. Saints are not afflicted by God. Affliction is from the devil. Many are the affliction of the devil, of the righteous, but God delivered them of how many? Glory to God. I'd like to show you a scripture. Very important. The scripture the Holy Ghost showed to me. So, potentials are untapped, unused possibilities, resources. Now, many of you will be surprised if you know the capacity in you that you have never touched. Hi. May you not leave this earth without realizing them. Yeah. I said, may you not leave this earth without realizing them. Yeah. The Holy Ghost just remind me of a story of certain couples. I think it's what in America or Europe. Who became so poor that they sought for a way out anyhow to get out of poverty. And so they had this piece of land where they were staying. And so they decided, let's sell it. So they sold it for a token. And nobody could tell them that they shouldn't. They sold it and went away and, you know, went to another town only to come back. Few years after. And they came back and they sell government officials with armies surrounding the piece of land. So they were curious to ask, what happened? This was the land we sold not quite long. They said, beneath the ground is a treasure of gold that could sustain the entire nation. But they just sold it. They didn't know the potential on there, and they sat on it in poverty. May God help you to see you. I don't like the way you are responding. May God give you the revelation of you. If some of you realize the kind of capacity in you, how much you have the power to stop the devil right now inside of you, you'll be angry at the days you were victim. You'll be angry at the days you were defeated, the days you were a victim.
Glory to God.
I say glory to God. So potentials. Hebrew chapter 11. That was the scripture the Holy Ghost gave to me. Hebrew 11. If you have your Bible, Hebrew 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That verse 1 is a definition of the fact that there are potentials in faith. It is the substance of things we are expecting, but yet in it is an evidence of things you have not seen yet. Meaning there is no limit to what faith can bring to you. The evidence of things not seen. We believe it. Did we see it? No. But we believe it. Calling God who gave life to the dead. Calling those things that were not as though. Now, do you know what Paul was saying? What are the things that were not that he called them as though they were? He said, from today you are no more Abram. Abram means prince. He said, now you are now Abraham. But he has no child. Now how did they name you? Father of all nations. And on the street they call you Baba Gogwaye and you don't have a child. He called the things that were not as though they were. He named Abraham a father when he had no child. Because in Abraham is a potential called Israel. Israel was inside of Abraham. So God was seeing Israel. So when he called Abraham father of, he saw the potential in him to give birth to Israel. Let me tap your neighbor, say, you don't know me yet. Okay, be sincere, say, I don't even know myself yet. Hi. I remember one time God gave me a revelation about myself. I just got born again. And God gave me a glimpse of some of the things I'm doing in the future now. When I woke up, I couldn't believe it. Because it wasn't looking like me. It was not looking like me. I was lying on, you know, 5 of us in one room. And God was showing me before a crusade, healing people. I said, me. Even in classroom, as at that time, I could not teach. I remember one other revelation. I was lying in a three-seater, in our room, on a three-seater rather. And I saw about 4 faces appeared from the wall. I recognized only Babori Molade's face. It was later I saw that one of their faces was Kenneth Hagin. And the 4 of them were speaking at the same time, were saying the same thing. And they were saying, arise, look at him, he's the one, arise. And me, I was there, lying on three-seater, in a vision. They were trying to bring me to my reality. Now, Hebrew 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. Hello. Let me show you a version that will thrill you. God gave, I'm reading the NLT now, the NLT. God gave his approval to people in days of old because of their faith. The good report was God's approval. Well, that God approved certain things they did because it was an act of faith. Now, the message version has a way. Whosoever wrote this message version, God bless the person. I'm reading the message version now. It says, okay, the act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. When I saw this, Holy Ghost, this is what you're trying to tell me. That for you to not to live in the way of the multitude, not to follow the crowd in life,
Not to die like every other person dies. Not to end your life like the crowd end their life. He says, look at it. Very interesting. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. The act of faith set them. Now, an example is Caleb and Joshua, right? Now, in their generation, they were the only two people that saw the problem. Every other person died. The Bible says, every other person saw Israel as grasshopper. And they saw the Philistines as giants. Is it the children of Anak? I think they were big people. And these two people didn't see the way others were seen. They were seen by the eyes of faith. They said, it is true, these people are big, but our God is bigger. They were not seeing Israel. They were seeing the host of Israel. The God of the host of heaven that was with Israel. And the Bible says, because of their act, they will not die like others. The Bible says, that generation from 20 above, all of them died. And in this account, in Hebrew 11, their names was mentioned. And we call this chapter the Hall of Faith. This is like calling people and giving them an award. That's what Hebrew 11 will say. Okay, now let's call Abraham. Abraham! And let's say, this is an award of a life well spent, a life of faith. And now they say, Sarah. I love the way they describe Sarah. The Bible says, Sarah analyzed God. Hebrew 11. Let me show you. Hebrew 11 verse 11. Give it to me. Hebrew 11, 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him. Hey, for blessed is he that believe, for there shall be the performance of the things that is told of her. Now the word judge, that word judge there means she sat down and analyzed the capacity of God. What does that mean? If I call you now and give you 100 million naira check, even though I'm your pastor, you will respectfully tell me that, pastor, still keep this check. Still keep it. I know one day I'll be able to cash this check. Still keep it. Even though I'm your pastor, because you know my capacity now. Am I not correct? Yeah. If I give you 100 million check, will you go to bank? Some of you by faith, you will go, right? You will use faith to go. Ayaya! She analyzed God. She was not analyzing Abraham. Abraham himself is not capable of doing anything again. It was Abraham that made that belief. Even Abraham, the Bible says, he was dead. He could not do anything again. She sat down and analyze God. When she analyzed God, she came to a conclusion. Look at, he is faithful. Who had promised? Let me tell your neighbor, he is faithful. Who had promised? He is faithful. Who had promised? Celebrate him in this place. Can I talk to you? Whatever, except if he has not spoken to you. And I know he has spoken. Because his word, we have a sure word of prophecy. Is what said, I know the thought that I have towards you is not of evil, is of good, is of peace. All things are working together for good, for they that love God and that are called. Celebrate the word of promise in this place. One of the best ways to put your faith to work is to look for his word. Either by prophecy or by the written word. Make sure it is his word. If you are sure it's the one that spoke it, then your faith is ready on fire. Listen to me. Anytime I'm in trouble, I'm not at peace until I hear him. Or I find a word. As soon as I find a word, I start laughing at the devil. You don't know what I've seen.
You know, many of you don't know, when you study, the devil doesn't know what you have found out until he sees you exercising your faith. Lately, I had a revelation, and in that revelation, I saw some things. I was not happy, and so I went into prayer and fasting. I was angry, and all of a sudden, he gave me his word, and my tongue changed. When I heard his word, there was confidence that came on my tongue. I heard his word. Because when you, without his word, there is nothing to use faith for. Because you, without, it is his word that you place faith upon. So if you have faith and you don't have the word, in fact, the source of faith is the word. For the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word. So both the one you heard and the one you found, add the two and you see faith on fire. Celebrate Jesus in this place. That's what it was in my faith on fire. I imagine those couples. And look at the disappointment coming back to see that what they left is what will feed the entire nation. And they came back in disappointment. They can't buy it back again because the value has changed. Now the potentials they did not realize was because they didn't realize a potential, so they place a little value. The day you realize faith potential in you, your value for yourself will change. Many of you don't have value even for yourself because you don't know what faith can do in you and through you. The hall of faith, the generous, and the Bible began to mention, the Bible says, and Abraham, it was counted unto him, it was recorded, righteousness was recorded because of faith. He said, if it were of works, Jesus would, the work of redemption would have been in vain. But that Abraham believed. What did Abraham believe? Abraham believed that if I kill Isaac, God was able to raise him. And when God saw that in his heart, he said, this was what I was looking for. Because this is the exact typology of redemption. That's he is able to bring him back to life. Psalm 16. He said, for he will not leave my soul in the grave. For he will bring me back. He will deliver me from. Now, that is David prophesying about Jesus confessing his resurrection. That I'm not going to be left. In 3 days, I'm coming back. Just 3 days. And if that same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead resides in you, and that is called the spirit of faith. Say, I take full delivery of everything that belongs to me. If you believe, let him be the loudest. In fact, before you leave this meeting, because the spirit of faith is right, walking right, is your faith is stirred right now. Before you leave this meeting, everything that has been taken away from you, they are restored back. If you are the one I pray for, let him be the loudest. The result that faith can provide in your life. Oh my God. You know, I started sharing with you last week 7 potential benefits of faith. And I said, number one, faith attracts the power of God. Say after me, say faith attracts the power of God. Anywhere you see the power of God at work, somebody have released or has released faith. Yes. That's one. Number two, faith transports spiritual possibility into tangible realities. Aya. Alaya liman sebiria nani. Wali wa raika ujibiri useri alaya. When ceremony. Prophecy tells you the things
stocked up for you in the spirit, but it is faith that transports it to your reality. Between prophecy and actuality and reality is faith. The transporter. If there is anything you have ever seen in your dream, in your revelation, they have ever told you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Many years ago, somebody came. He used to come to my father to pray. He was having some challenges. And one day he came to my father. He said he had a dream concerning me. And he told my father, I just got born again. We're holding youth fellowship. And he said he saw that I had a church. That I became a leader over a church. And in that church he saw many prophets. That a lot of prophets was in the church. And as soon as the man left, my father called me in. And he said, do you know this man? I said, I know him. He said, this man had a dream. And he said, he saw that you built a church. And in that church, a lot of prophets were in the church. Inside of me, I was like, somebody who has trouble. Who wants to, how comes he's now, I could not just connect it. But there's a transporter of possibilities. And here we are today. Wasn't the one that saw it. It was not my father that saw it. It was someone who came for a solution to his problem. He said he saw it. And I saw a lot of prophets in that ministry. When somebody told me, he said, I wanted to resign. Let me say this. I wanted to resign. And I went to tell my boss in the office. God said I should resign and go to you. But I said, are you mad? Did you get a job? I said, no, God said I should go. When I get there, he will tell me what to do. He just looked at me as a fool. He said, okay, you can go. He said, but let me tell the regional manager to talk sense to you. He said, go and see Oga. Oga now said, that one was a pastor in Redeem. So that one said, I understand. He said, for some of us, it was too late before we realized. He said, but it's good you are knowing it now. And that was what he told me. He was the regional manager. He said, you can go. So there was this other person. He was a prophet in Sele. I went to meet him. I say, Oga, I didn't learn. He say, Jekabadra. He just prayed one select prayer. Jehovah, only my care. He just prayed that prayer. He say, Abu Mirin, come. What he did? He said, you are in movement now. He said, you will leave movement. I say, how is that possible? Look at this man. In my mind. He said, just pray for me. Let me go. Which one is? And he said he saw that I wore a garment. And he saw plenty of people held the garment. He said, and God was going to start a walk through me. And that we draw many people into their realities and their destinies. He said, that was what he saw. I'm telling you, I did not believe him. Until God told me about spirit life. If somebody say he does not believe your prophecy, his future will teach him a lesson. Let him go. His future. We teach him. I had to call the man. I said, I'm sorry, your prophecy came to pass. Rise up to your feet. Can you deliberately, intentionally exercise your faith? Hey! On your feet. Mekim brananadesha. Pakaparada kadesh. Rebada kayananesha. Mambrekadis kabena. I know what is inside of me. He that is in me is greater than he. I will live the life of faith. The life of faith is a life of victory. I will not live a lesser life. I will not live a lesser life. That is my life. I'm a believer. My name is named after faith. I am a believer. I live by believing. I live by believing. I live by believing. I conquer by believing. I conquer by believing. I reign by believing. I survive by believing.
they were where? In the beginning of the life of faith, it might look like you are losing. In the beginning of the life of faith, it might look like you are failing. But listen to me. He said, mark the man, whose faith is in God. His end. You can't predict a man of faith. You can't hold him down. You can't tie him down. You can't stop him. In Jesus' name, give me a call. This life that I have is a life of God in me. This life that I have is a life of God. Now listen. You say this life that I have is a life of faith in me. This life that I have